Good morning. We want to welcome everyone. This is the Women Success Now Network, and we have a really exciting call for you today. And we are here with a very special guest. And before we get into the content, we just want to let you know this is definitely the season for a lot of different things. If you're facing some sort of ailment, you are not alone. But at the same time, this call is really designed to give you some energy, power, and focus. And basically, the host of this show is somebody that has an exuberance of energy, and she's somebody that really brings it in terms of branding, marketing, and she is an author of really some fabulous books that have come out, and also an incredible event I know she's going to tell you more about. I'd like to introduce this colleague of mine. She is a phenomenal specialist in what she does, an expert in terms of really helping you get your brand seen. I'd like to introduce Deidre Trudeau. Deidre.
Hey, good morning, Jim, and thank you so much for being able to be here despite not feeling all that great. So I just truly appreciate your spirit, and you're always so supportive and go get them, and I'm just delighted to be on the call today. I love Solutions for Life. It fits 1,000% into the thread and fabric of my being and my belief system and many of my colleagues, and that is why we have the Success Now Network, and as a component of that, we have the Women Success Now. And that's what these calls focus on, is things for women to focus on. And the information, let's face it, is good for men too, but they are very femme-centric. It started with the SheFluence and the SheFluence factors. And so every call offers a She factor for a woman to be able to live her very best life. But we don't stop there. The main objective is so that we can bring our greatest self to the plate and evolve into our greatest value so that we can share that confidence and that value factor with the world in order to help other people and other organizations succeed beyond their wildest dreams. And we always say beyond their wildest imagination, because it truly is about imagining a great life for yourself and imagining a great spirit and imagining you being a beautiful conduit that really helps other people succeed and lift them up. So the Success Now Network, we warmly invite you to enjoy and experience the benefits of our highly spirited, fun, friendly, affordable, convenient, social, and professional networking opportunities. Treat yourself to fun, engaging networking while learning more about the powerful benefits of becoming a supported Women Success Now member. And you can learn more about that later. But I'm even more excited to announce that we have a phenomenal guest today, and she's a true delight. She is a true-to-earth, beautiful person, and I'm going to be introducing her in a little while. But I want to say a couple of things, just a couple of brief announcements, and let me see. Okay, yes. Our next call will land on December 25th, so we are not going to have it. And then the following call would generally be the first Friday in January, just like today's call is the first Friday in December, but that lands on January 1st. So I am going to put it off to January 8th, which is the following Friday, and then we'll catch up from there. So the other thing is to remind all the listeners on the call to stay for our intro after party, and right at 12, right on the button, we turn it into an intro after party, and you're able to come on the line, introduce yourself, give us some input as to what you thought about the call, ask our guest questions, make a comment, or just introduce yourself and tell us where you're calling from and what you do. So with that said, before we get started, I always like to take a breath. Let's take a space and think about leaving behind where we've come from and bringing yourself into a very present state of mind. Check your body position, your body posture. Release your tension. Pull your shoulders really far away from your ear and take a really deep breath in. And slowly exhale. And when you exhale, exhale out with the intentions of receiving, because our guest today is bringing a phenomenal, abundant wisdom, and I really would love for you to receive it with your full hearing, your consciousness, and your full heart. So I am delighted to invite Rena to come forward. Her name's Rena Benizio, she told me how to say it, and she's going to be speaking on Redeem Your Tough Experiences, Use Trials for Good. And Rena owns Simply Great Lives with her husband, John. They live here in Roseville, California, which is where I live and which I have the pleasure of personally knowing Rena, and she's a delight. And they have a wonderful family. Rena is legally blind and has not let that deter her from living and loving life to the fullest and more. Okay, Rena, so good morning and welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Deidre. I'm very excited to be here. And just a little note, I think that you're taking a deep breath is just a real gift. Thank you for that. I think everyone benefits from that greatly.
It's like sort of erasing, and then, you know, starting clear and fresh.
Yeah, it's like we forget we can do that on a regular basis or something.
And we can do that. Breathing is a very, very important component to my sanity.
That's great.
And, you know, and before we get started, I just want to let everyone know, Rena and I have had a chance to go to a couple of events together, and she and I have so much fun. So you'll probably discover that throughout this show. She's just lovely. And anyway, so Rena, I know you've been through some tough things. You have a beautiful story, and you can, listeners, go to www.simplygreatlives.com and go hit the About button, and that story is sitting right there. And so she's talking from true-to-life experience that we can benefit from. So bring it on. Bring your wisdom on, Rena. We're looking forward to it.
Thank you, Deidre. I am Rena Bonicio. I am an author, speaker, and coach with Simply Great Lives, and I have a master's degree in social work, and I'm absolutely passionate about helping people become aware of how they're impacting the other people and making that a positive impact. And one of the ways that we do this through Simply Great Lives is helping people to redeem their tough experiences. We all have them. We've all been through trials and difficulties, and what we do with those is really up to us. So I'm going to share a tough experience that I had, and how I've redeemed that experience, and I'm going to share with the listeners how they can do that with one of their experiences. So after my mom passed away when I was 14 years old, my aunt came to live with me and my brother to take care of us. Her husband sexually abused me, and that was a very difficult time in my life. Actually, I had no idea how difficult it would make, you know, life beyond that. But there was one incident in particular. He often took me up to the elementary school in my neighborhood to be alone with me. And we're standing in the field, and as he approaches me, I tell him that I don't want that. I said, I really like that we spend time together and all that, but I really don't want that. And very coolly, he crosses his arms, turns his back on me, and looks away. And I can tell you that in that moment, my heart broke, because as children, all we ever want is to be loved and accepted. And the message was really clear. Look, if you want that, you get this too. And actually, he came at me a second time, and I stood my ground. And very shortly after that, he left my life. He left my aunt, he left the house, and he was gone. And a little bit after that, actually, she left too to go and be with him, and I was all alone. I had a very difficult time, you know, dealing with that, lots of therapy, counseling, psychiatry. And what I found is that when we've had a difficult experience in life, we kind of tend to rehash it. When the memory comes up, we tell ourselves stories around it. So I created a story around that experience. And part of it was based on my interaction with my psychiatrist. She told me that based on my experience of the abuse and the abandonment, she would fully have expected to see me have depression by the time I was 40. So I really came to believe that my aunt and my uncle, through the abuse and the abandonment, had broken my brain. So, I mean, they, like, screwed up the biochemistry, the neurochemistry, everything going on in there. And so I was telling myself that I was broken. And that's, I can tell you that that story did not serve me well. And through a lot of years of experience and a lot of personal development work, I found a new story that was just as true and certainly much better. Yeah, it took me almost 30 years, I'm not joking, almost 30 years to realize that I put an end to my own abuse. And that's pretty exceptional. Yeah, at 16, I was a very powerful young woman to be able to put an end to my own abuse. I can tell you that that story has served me far better than the one that says that I my brain is broken. If you can imagine. Yeah, so basically what I've found is that I was able to glean an important lesson through that tough experience. And the lesson that I learned was about myself, that I was a very powerful young woman. And so what I want to encourage your listeners to do is to pick out an experience for them that was very tough to go through, and something where they'd like to redeem it, change their experience around it, and use it for good. The first step in redeeming a tough experience is to identify that life lesson. What is something that you gleaned from that that's helpful in understanding yourself and understanding other people or how the world worked? I can guarantee you, if you already made it through a tough experience, you're strong, you know. So there's like a simple one to start with, but there's often lessons like bad things sometimes happen to good people. Mm-hmm. So you're not going around with the unrealistic expectation that nothing bad will happen to you because you're a good person. Sometimes it's seeing the benefit of getting support from other people. Sometimes it's coming to understand that God loves you even when you make a mistake. So there's just valuable nuggets that we find, life lessons that we can glean from that experience. And journaling can be really helpful in that. The second step, or the second part of redeeming a tough experience, it really gives us the opportunity to develop our compassion. At a minimum, we can develop compassion for ourselves, because my goodness, we went through something tough. And that's just being honest and real. And sometimes we need to give ourselves a break and say, hey, that was tough. And sometimes there's a little kid still inside of us that's still reacting to that experience. And we get an opportunity to interact with that part of ourselves, kind of reparent that part of ourselves, especially if we were young when it happened, and say, you know, that's how it was then, but it's different now. I've got this. You know, I won't let you get hurt. I will take care of you. I will be here for you. Like for me, my abandonment issues, I know that I'm here for myself and I can count on that. So that's kind of part of developing the compassion for yourself, knowing that, yeah, what you went through was tough. You also get an opportunity to develop compassion for other people going through similar circumstances. And you can look at that and know, because you've been through it, that's tough. And you can actually expand it out from there and have more compassion for people going through tough things in general. And I find this helpful when somebody is behaving very strange toward me and kind of spewing their emotional stuff out in an inappropriate way, that if I can have compassion for them, knowing that they've had a tough experience they probably haven't processed through and they're doing the best that they can. Just to be clear, it does not make people's inappropriate behaviors okay. But if we can have compassion for them, it certainly is beneficial for us. And there's an even deeper level in developing compassion. If that tough experience involved another person perpetrating something on us, someone did something bad to us, if we can develop compassion for that person, we are blessed in that. So, for example, my uncle... I know, that's kind of a deep one.
That's really powerful.
It is, and, you know, it's okay if a person's not ready to go there, but I love to present it as an option. So, for example, my uncle was a Vietnam vet, very heavy in his alcoholism, had a lot of conflict in his marriage. I can understand, I can see how I was an easy out for him for some pleasure. Does not make it okay in the least, but at least I can understand and have some compassion around that. Really, that's for my benefit. Does that make
sense? Yeah, it does, and I thank you for that. I can't remember the quote, so I'm going to botch it, but forgiveness sets you free.
Mm-hmm.
And
it certainly does.
Yeah, so I get it.
Yeah, so that's the second aspect. So the first is gleaning the life experience. Second, developing compassion, and please be compassionate with yourself. And the third level is really the redeeming the experience, is using it to bless other people. Now, sometimes you can take an experience that was totally tough and really terrible and just turn it on its head. Now, an easy way to do this, and you'll find this is very common with people being a benefit to other people, they take their experience and help people who are going through something similar. So someone survived cancer, they're helping other people go through the cancer treatment and survive. Somebody who's been through sexual abuse may help people recover from that. Sometimes it's a preventative edge, so they want to help keep people from going through that difficult circumstance. And that's awesome because, like you said, you got that compassion going, can really connect with people and help them with the life lessons that you've learned so that they can get through that better. And there's a deeper level of benefit helping people through your experience, which is taking that life lesson that you learned and sharing that as a message. That's what John and I do with Simply Great Lives. I've really come to believe that my uncle did not set out to harm me. He didn't calculate how much therapy I was going to need or psychiatry or antidepressants or anything like that. He just was dealing in the moment. And I think we all have, at times, an unintentional negative impact on people. I know I've hurt people on accident before. And so my life's mission is to make people aware of their impact on other people. And that's how I take my sexual abuse and absolutely turn it on its head and use it to benefit other people so that other people are aware of how they're impacting others. And I love hearing that.
Yeah, and it does empower a person when they hear other people's stories and not how that they've coped with it, but that they've made it an asset.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a completely different way of looking at it. And, you know, all of every tough experience you have, every tough lesson, no matter how painful, is an asset because it's an opportunity to learn and grow.
It is.
And have
you ever noticed, Deidre, that the coolest people tend to have come from really difficult life experiences? Have you noticed that?
Yes. Yes, and for some reason, everywhere I go, I gravitate towards them. Because maybe we're, you know, the vibe in the tribe becomes because we can feel that depth and value in each other because of the experiences that we've been through.
Yes, I think so. I think there's a depth of being.
And there's also a get real aspect to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Well, definitely, because they're used to dealing with real stuff. And that's what your listeners, I'm challenging your listeners to do, is to just go ahead and wrestle with this. Find what's beneficial. Use it to benefit other people. And that's real, that's work. You know, and there's depth in that. Definitely. Awesome. We love to do this in Simply Great Lives. We help people discover their purpose and live their calling, make a positive impact in the world. Oftentimes, not always, sometimes there's exceptions, but oftentimes the impact that people want to have with their lives goes back to an experience that they had. So doing this exploration is a key part of our process in helping people to live a life of greater significance.
That's nice. That's really nice. And I know that that's walking in your vein. I mean, you know, you're doing living, eating, breathing, and sleeping what you can help other people to do.
Yes. Yes, we've certainly made it our life's work, and we encourage people to get that level of focus on what they want their life's impact to be so that they can be satisfied when they reach the end of their lives, know that they love people well, and that their lives mattered.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So let me see. I had a question for you. Oh, okay. I was actually just speaking to a woman the other day, and she told me she was suffers from clinical depression, and I asked her, frankly, what constitutes clinical depression? And she said it's ongoing, and that it comes and goes, and often is caused from trauma.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as she said that, I thought about all the people I knew who had been through a traumatic experience and probably went through depression, and I didn't know it because we hide it.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
And so I thought about it, and I said, I visualized in order to get out of it. You can't break out of clinical depression, but you can do something called break the chains that bind. Mm-hmm. And that's how I see your story and mm-hmm. turning the tough time on its head. And the sad thing is a lot of that stuff is generational. So mm-hmm. not only do you break the chains that bind, but you've got to break it on a genetic, generational path as well, which is very, very important.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if you have anything to share about that and clinical depression and PTSD and that kind of stuff.
Well, I, as a master's degree in social work, having that degree and that training, I can tell you depression is very, very real. It's unfortunate there's a word we use called, depressed. Like, I'm feeling depressed. That's quite different than depression. Depression
right.
has a host of symptoms, and, to be clinical, it needs to be more days than not for this period of time. And so
mm-hmm.
it does come and go. It's not always on. Sometimes, you can do some functioning. For me, I found that it really impaired my ability to think well, to problem solve. And
mm-hmm.
honestly, when I was severely depressed, I couldn't remember not being depressed. So the sense of hopelessness for me got really huge because I couldn't remember it being any better. And I think it's exceptional that, I was, treated through the antidepressants and did an enormous amount of personal development work. And I think that getting control of my thinking and kind of dealing with my core wound, like I had this need to appear like I've got it all together, right? Like I'm like super confident.
Yeah,
all
we
the
all
time.
Do that.
Everyone does. To me, it was like my core thing. Like I was, if I would put myself out there and I might not look like I was confident, I would spin myself out into a depression. For me, it was my kind of way of not dealing with stuff because it was too much and it was too scary. So anyway, I did an enormous amount of personal development work, and I actually have been off the antidepressants for over a year. And I think for me it was really taking control of my thinking, and it's a very different place coming from a sense of power instead of victim, and it's really exemplified
mm-hmm.
in the story I shared about, was I seeing myself as broken or as powerful?
Right,
me,
right.
That's how that
works. Well, Rena, we have two more minutes to this segment of the show, so I was wondering what's divine wisdom you would like to leave us with, and then also, you're going to talk a little bit more on it during the after party, but
mm-hmm.
You come bearing gifts.
Yes, I do. Yes, Merry Christmas.
and I thank you for them, and I took the first part of your gift, and everyone, I've got to let you know, follow the path that she lays the breadcrumbs on, because it was a great experience, and the feedback was wonderful. So can you tell us a little bit about that and final comments?
The final comment, the wisdom that I have to share with you is everybody has the potential of making an extremely positive, profound impact. I believe
mm-hmm.
that everybody's got that inside of them. So it's a matter of getting clarity and focus and support to do that. And the first step really is understanding where you're at. so you can know where you know, figure out how to get where you want to go. And the life impact assessment is exactly that. It'll give you an idea of where you're at, what kind of impact you're already having with your life. And it'll tell you areas that you're already doing well in and areas that you can improve in. And the neat thing, once you get that, you go online, it takes a few questions, and we'll send you the report. In the report will be a link, and you can sign up, you can schedule yourself a free discovery session. It's a 45-minute, basically like a coaching session, where I'll help you explore what you're passionate about and how you might like to make a difference in the world. So it's really kind of jump-starting the process.
That is phenomenal. And so I took the test, and I saw, and it's very simple. The report was very clear and clean, and not like berating you, you know, in the areas that you know, still may need work in.
Yeah, I'm glad.
It doesn't have that feel at all. But then Rita is inviting you to take that wisdom, so your issues and possibly facing them directing your attention to those areas during your complimentary coaching time. So I think that's just brilliant.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It's worked really well. We've gotten fantastic feedback on it. I'm glad you enjoyed it too.
Good. Well, Rena, thank you for being here today. I am just blown away. You know, I'm always so humbled at the end of every one of my calls that have guests. I get goosebumps because how lucky am I to be able to not only, you know, host this show and invite the wisdom, but it comes to me and I grow from it, and I'm always just, I just get warm and fuzzy. So I'd like to leave with, go ahead.
I just wanted to thank you for your positive impact and bringing all these useful messages to all your listeners. That's one of your positive impacts, and that's awesome.
You're very, very welcome. Thank you for saying that. And the reason why I do it is because I was in such need of wisdom. I walked through my life in a great deal of darkness. I sought the wisdom and realized there are really beautiful people out there that have lots to share. So this is one of the venues that I wanted to open up to, and through Solutions for Life, because they're the sponsor of the Women's Success Now call show, and I couldn't be more grateful for them providing that opportunity to me. But I have a passing quote or an ending quote. It's, tough times never last, but tough people do. So I thought that was kind of appropriate. And then the last thing was, everything can be broken down. That was the one thing is, if you look at your problems in an insurmountable ball, it's just not going to go well. You have to really be practical. And then also to remember that your reality is merely a perception of your reality, and that can be broken down too. So I invite Jim to come back on the show. We're going to talk a little bit about Solutions for Life and some of the other call shows that we have going on. And as soon as, and right before we end, or as soon as we hit the after party, I'll announce the event that's coming up on December 10th, 2015. And I'm really excited about it. So Jim, are you with us?
Yes. Hey, it's great just listening to you, Rena, and I know there's a lot of things that happen over the holidays, so I appreciate you sharing your personal story. Of course, I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but we actually air a lot of tips from the Solutions to Life community on our radio show on Money 105.5 in Greater Sacramento, and I've been actually having guests that have experienced a lot of different things in life, but really are still able to continue to be grateful. So thank you so much for what you bring to the table, Rena, in terms of helping people with what you do.
My pleasure. Thanks, Jim. Appreciate that.
And, you know, I just want to remind everyone that in the Solutions for Life community, we have some wonderful things coming about. I know Deidre is going to be announcing her specific event. And just through the Solutions for Life community, we have some incredible things planned towards the end and the beginning of next year to really boost you and propel you to going into the new year. We want to encourage you to check us out also, along with our other series of calls, on our Facebook page at facebook.com/ /YourS4Help, for as numeric. And we just really encourage you to really think about things you have to be grateful for and really start thinking about the momentum you want to achieve going into next year. So with that, I'd like to give this back over to you, Deidre. And this was an extremely special call, so thank you for having Rena as a guest on this specific show.
Yes, it was a very special call. So we are right at the 12 noon, and we are going to go into the happy hour. And I don't know, sometimes people chime in and sometimes they don't. It's entirely up to them, but we still put the party on. So with an open
Bring
heart
it
and an open party! with an open heart and an open mind, I always ask my guests to make themselves available after if anyone has any questions. And sometimes that can be intimidating, you know, but I think if you're, you know, really well landed and standing squarely in your power and training, that you can take it. So,
but we will do my very best.
Thank you. We also use this time to network and to tell people about ourselves and what we do, and then you can chime in and introduce yourself and where you're coming from. So, Rena, I would love – okay, so how – we are going to post your links to get to your gifts on the main Solutions for Life Facebook page. I'm also going to put it on the Women Success Now page and also on the Success Now Network and on the website.
That's great. That's awesome. So I love to have people take that assessment.
And they can also just go to simplygreatlives.com and see that opportunity there too. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes. It's right on our homepage. It's right there.
Wonderful. Okay, so we'll make sure we get that promoted. Do you have anything coming up in the next couple weeks or couple months that you'd like to share?
Well, we have a seminar this weekend, and we're so excited about it. We're helping people we walk them through the process to get clear on their purpose. So it's a weekend of self-exploration.
Nice. Wow.
And clarity, and it's really powerful because we get them in touch with their passions. We've looked at those stories with them and the passions and how they want to make a meaningful impact. We pull in their strengths. It's very powerful and very exciting for the participants.
Well, it's particularly exciting to me, Rena, because Jim, I don't know if you know this, but Rena is a Clever graduate. And so not only does she bring her education and her experience, but she also has a very strong bond with the Clemmer philosophy. So I know this weekend is going to be double, triple packed with really good stuff. So date, time, location, and cost.
Cost is $4.95, and the venue is at the Roseville Holiday Inn Express. And it's this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. And
what time?
It starts at 8 a.m. For registration. Goes till 6 both nights.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, we're really excited. Oh, my goodness.
Good. Now, is this your first one or?
It is. We've walked clients through the process, and we're really finding that if we can take that focused time, and we can really get the process done a lot quicker, plus done in a group setting, you know, we learn from each other.
Right.
And so it's really powerful and efficient at getting it done.
Well, you have a lot to celebrate. Both you and your husband have worked tremendously diligent in putting what is obviously going to be life-altering education for people. So I really encourage anyone listening to take advantage of it. So thank you for that. Thank you for working so hard to really put it out there.
You.
You're really,
And just so you know, we plan on doing these on a regular basis. We're going to start off quarterly next year. Because
is
just really foundational for the work that we do with people, getting clear on their purpose. And they'll have next steps so they can start getting going right away. So figuring March will be the next one.
Okay, good. The other thing is you're an author.
Yes. Yes, our book, Slash Increase Your Life Impact, is available on Amazon. both as paperback and Kindle, and also on our website, simplygreatlives.com. But yeah, that's a really practical how-to guide on how to have more impact in the world. And we include we've got a series of steps to walk people through and stories to kind of motivate of people living their calling and mindsets to help make that shift.
Beautiful. Now, I know Jim was not feeling well, so he might have taken off, but if you're still here, Jim, come on back and tell us what you do and how we can get a hold of you.
Yeah, and, you know, what we've been really doing, you know, of course I work in the financial arena and help people really establish the right mindset and strategies for their money and for their wealth, specifically in retirement and also during the senior moments. And, you know, I also focus in on helping people dial in their message in terms of, you know, how they present themselves. And so I do a lot of professional emceeing and working with various individuals in that arena. So it's very exciting, and I really look forward to support the people that I get a chance to meet with or that connect with me. And they can just reach me at thewalkstar.com, thewalkstar.com.
I love that.
I want to walk like a walk star.
Absolutely.
I'm an honorary Asian walk star because I eat weird food, but also because I hang around with Jim a lot.
That's right.
So not only does Jim do what he does very, very well, but he's also gotten on a great radio station, Money 105, and his show is called The Rush Hour. And I'm a guest today, which I am absolutely thrilled about because I have a message, and it's just straightforward. Get your head wrapped around your marketing. And it's a nice series of questions to help you think about what you just really need to be thinking about for your marketing to be effective, where you need to start, and that's good. So, Jim, what time does the show air live?
It'll be in Greater Sacramento. You can catch it basically on 105.5, and that's all Sacramento and the neighboring cities up in Placerville, Rockland, those areas as well. And also, if you go to our Facebook page on Money 105.5 FM, Rush Hour for Success, there is a direct link that you can connect to. You just get it streaming as well, and you can reach that anywhere nationwide.
Nationwide. Got it. Okay, beautiful. I'm excited about that.
Exciting.
Yeah, very much so. So what do you have going on? Is there any events coming up for you, Jim?
There are a lot of different things, but, for me, I'm going to be emceeing, one of the pageantries, regional pageantry for United Royale of America. That's going to be happening early next year. So it's a national pageantry. So I've been invited to help be a master emcee for that. And this weekend, actually tomorrow, I'll be emceeing an event that has raised over $60,000 for the youth, and that's over in San Joaquin County. So I've been asked to emcee that, and so there's just a lot of great things going on. That is actually from the Chinese Benevolent Association, and it's just basically a fundraiser. And of course, just through the beginning of next year, you'll hear more about. I emcee two of the biggest parades here in Northern California. In Stockton, it is the Chinese New Year Parade, and also in South Sacramento, the Vietnamese New Year's Parade as well. So it's going to be very exciting. A lot of great things that are happening.
Cool. Neat. And you'll be posting about that kind of stuff, right?
Absolutely. On the Facebook page, yes.
Okay. Were you going to say something, Rena?
Nope.
Okay. Well, as far as me, I'm Deidre Trudeau. I'm a lifelong artist. I have been an artist ever since I remember being alive. And it was really important to me to live out a creative career. So besides painting and a diversity of applied arts, I've also been a professional graphic designer for lots of years. I'm not going to say how many. And I developed that into a full-blown visual branding marketing campaign agency. So we soup to nuts and talk to you about everything. We have a beautiful assessment that's complimentary We can email it to you, and you just connect with me and ask for it. If you never talk to me again, that assessment will definitely get your head rallied into the right direction of where to start and what to do. But then if you do want us to help, we'll do the assessment and we'll just make recommendations for you. And if there's any of our services that can contribute to helping you do one of two things, either really step off the ground in the right direction in a real powerful and assertive direction, or to revamp your company. Any business that's been in business for 2 to 3 years probably could use an overhaul to some degree. We never talk about departing from your brand. We talk about elevating it, updating it, and that kind of thing. And if you have a website that's 15 months to 2 years old, it's probably not responsive, and you want to make sure that your website is responsive across all devices, because right now about 80% of all web traffic is being done on multiple devices, not just a PC with a big monitor, you know, so it's got to be fit all the different shapes. But anyways, it's EZI Imaging, and best to connect with me on Facebook. And EZI has a fan page there, so check us out, like us, and we'll start a conversation. If you have any questions, we're happy to be there to help you. So that's about me and about the event. Okay, multi-networking event, mashup. It is, I have invited every networking organization within a 50-mile radius to join in with us on December 10th, starting at 6 p.m. at Pairings in Roseville. So just look up Pairings in Roseville. It's a beautiful, high-end, olive oil and balsamic vinegar tasting room that's decorated beautifully, and they're putting out a beautiful spread, and we have cooking demonstrations, and we've opened up a second bay next to their store, and that's where we're going to have all the networking and a DJ and microderm massage and food tastings and all kinds of stuff going on. So I encourage you to go on to the Success Now successnownetwork.com and go to the special events page. And this is a fundraiser. It's that we're raising money for the food bank, the Placer Food Bank. I thought it was fitting since it's kind of a culinary theme that the Placer Food Bank be helped in that way. And also, oh my gosh, Leo from the Classy Hippie Cafe has offered to serve tea teenies. And I just got a look at them, and I'm going to post it on the Facebook. And when you see them, you're going to want to show up for one. So anyways, I really encourage everyone to come out and help support the food bank. And then the objective is to allow each networking organization head or spokesperson to stand up, introduce themselves, introduce their organization, their mission statement, their core value proposition, what people can hope to gain, and a business tip for the year to help us in 2016. So that's the goal, and it's going to be really exciting and fun. All right. So I guess nobody else is going to want to chime in. I fully respect that. And with that said, Rita or Jim, do you have any final comments or anything you want to share?
No, just thank you so much for having me on. It's just a privilege just to get together with the two of you is awesome.
You are
both so fun.
Thank you. We do have a lot of fun, and we've been enjoying the spirit of that for a long time. I don't think it would be worth it if it wasn't fun, right, Jim?
That's right. That's right. We have a lot of fun here together, especially going into the holidays.
All right. Well, awesome. With that said, happy holidays to everyone. I wish everyone a safe and sane holiday.
Okay. Have a great
happy New Year.
Bye-bye.
And happy New Year. All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye-bye, Rena.
Bye-bye.